Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Usually after the Riders lose, this is what Rider fans sound like. Oh, the sky's falling. Fire everybody. Oh, we suck. Get rid of every quarterback we have. Where's Darian Durant when you need him? Bring back Kerry Joseph. Is Nealon Green available? Where's Reggie Slack? What's he doing? This is the worst season. Get rid of everybody. Team's a joke. But yesterday, after the Riders lost, everyone was, like, happy. That has never happened ever. The Riders lost 44-41 to Ottawa, and after the game, everyone was like, you know what? The boys played hard. They tried their best. Usually after a loss, the armchair quarterbacks lose their mind, but yesterday, they were actually pretty pumped. They saw positive signs from the Riders. The defense, not so much, but offensively, Shaq Evans, he's looking like a number one receiver. So is Kieran Moore. He had another 100-yard game as well. And then there's Cody Fajardo. There was something in the air. Night, the stars were bright. Fajardo looked awesome. Isaac Harker didn't need to come into the game like Craig Dickinson said he was going to do because Fajardo played super, super well. Rider fans actually happy after a Rider loss. Never thought I'd see the day. People in Saskatoon are paying more for gas than people in Regina. And apparently it's a lot. Like, gas in Regina is 7 cents a liter cheaper than it is here in Saskatoon. That's so weird. We're 2.5 hours away, and yet our gas prices are so different. Now, when we were talking about this in the news yesterday, people were texting in at 306-938-0963 saying, this is so unfair, this is garbage, why do we have to pay more than people in Regina? You know what? I'll happily pay more for gas if it means I don't have to live in Regina. You're never going to believe this, but a survey was done on the internet. 174 couples were surveyed, and it was all about Christmas movies. And the survey discovered that couples who watch Christmas movies together all year long, not just during Christmas, but couples who watch Christmas movies together all the time are happier and stay together longer. Some of the couples who did not watch Christmas movies all the time, they ended up breaking up. But the couples who were watching Christmas movies all the time, they fell more in love with each other. Now, 174 couples, that's not enough for a legit survey. That's what I hate about these internet surveys. They're so small and so insignificant, but the title of the survey will be so attention-grabbing that it goes viral on the internet, and then people believe that Christmas movies are the key to a happy relationship. Oh, you got us again, internet. You got us again. But I'm gonna pretend that this survey is real when I go home later today, because if I tell my fiancé this, she'll want to watch Christmas movies. And that means I can watch Home Alone and Die Hard as much as I want, and she'll have to watch it with me. One bummer, for me anyway, about this summer, no Stacey. She's still on mat leave, obviously. Her and baby Fiona doing fantastic, by the way. Stacey has another baby. That sounds weird to say, but she does. She is a plant mom. Here in the crew studios, she has a little plant by the window. His name is Vincent. And when she went on mat leave, she told me to water Vincent once in a while to make sure that he stays alive. She's been gone now for what, two and a half months? Totally forgot about Vincent. Haven't watered him once. Not even one time. I'm sorry, Stacey. I'm very, very sorry, but I just realized it now. You know how when you forget about something and then randomly it just clicks in your brain and you're like, oh no. Yeah, that's what happened this morning. So I go over to check on Vincent, and not only is he still alive, he's thriving. He hasn't had water in 2.5 months, and he's never looked better. Can we send this plant to, like, science or something? Because it's killing it. Like, it is doing a great job. Usually plants die when they don't have water for, like, 5 days. Vincent over here, 2.5 months without water, never looked better. That's kind of a slap in the face to all those people who consider themselves plant parents. We all have that one friend, hey? The, oh, I'm a plant mom, or I'm a plant dad. I gotta keep care of my plants. Oh, they're my babies. Do you? Because Vincent hasn't had water in 2.5 months. He's doing just fine. So being a plant mom, it doesn't sound that hard. What are your goals for this summer? You should always have at least one goal for the summer, even if that goal is gain weight. That still counts as a goal. And let's be real here, there's a good chance you will gain weight during the summer. It's hard not to, with all the patio drinks and the barbecues and the good times and the weddings. If you lose weight during the summer, I don't even know how to describe you. Like, are you an alien or something like that? My goal for the summer, and this is completely true, I'm going to try and go the entire summer without wearing sleeves. I'm wearing a homemade sleeveless t-shirt right now, and it feels phenomenal. Like, my arms just feel free. I put on a lot of extra deodorant for the people here at work, don't worry, but sleeveless shirts, they are the way to go. It just, you feel lighter, you feel quicker. I'm getting married in 2 months. My fiance won't mind if I wear a sleeveless suit to the wedding, right? We just got this text at 306-938-0963. Diane says, my goal is to eat more Shake and Bake. Weirdest goal ever, right? If you have a goal for this summer, let me know. 306-938-0963. It's probably not going to top Diane's, but you can give it the old college try. Pretty good tune right there from Queen, I guess. Bohemian Rhapsody, 96.3 Cruise FM, great hits and the best rock ever. I kid, it's a very good tune. It's awesome. Anything Freddie Mercury does is going to be great. Speaking of Freddie Mercury, if you checked out our Facebook page this morning, you already know this, but some unreleased music was discovered from Freddie Mercury. He did it for a musical back in the 80s, and the guy who directed and wrote this musical kind of kept it under wraps. He didn't really use it, and now he is releasing it to the public, and oh man, is it good. Highways for nobody. Just wait. Just when you thought the first day of summer couldn't get any better. If you want to check out the whole thing, it's up on Cruise FM's Facebook page.